question. Is it coming from the house?
No, it can't be. You heard what the woman said. The people are away. It must be somebody talking very loudly in the road.
But the talking couldn't be heard when they reached the gates.
Oh, well, it was probably gardeners somewhere in the trees off the drive. Come on, we should be late for the film if we don't hurry up.
They were just in time for it, and settled down to watch the circus story on the screen. It was very good, and they all enjoyed it thoroughly. They collected Timmy from the kindly commissionaire, and he barked in welcome. They felt very hungry, and the little tea shop opposite looked most inviting, with its fine display of cakes in the window.
Come on, I'll stand tea for everyone, provided old George doesn't eat more than 6 cakes. I'll buy one for you too, Timmy.
They had a wonderful tea, and finished up with an ice cream each. Timmy was treated to a cake and a biscuit, and licked George's ice cream saucer clean.
Well, I don't know if we can manage to walk to the station now. I feel pretty full. What's the matter, George?
I was just feeling Timmy's collar, and he's lost his tail wagger badge. It's got his name and address on it. Oh, blow. I only bought him a new one last week.
If we want to catch the train back, we'd better get a move on.
No, I'm going to walk home. I've got a torch. I may find Timmy's badge.
Oh, for pity's sake. Don't say we've got to walk back hunting for the badge all the way home. No, George, that's too much.
I can go alone with Timmy. I didn't mean you others to come.
Well, we can't let you walk a mile or two home in the dark by yourself, old thing. I tell you what, I'll go with you, George, and Dick can take Anne back by train.
No, thanks. I'll come too. I believe I know where Tim dropped his badge. In the drive of the big house. Do you remember when the cat sat up in a tree and Timmy leapt up to her? Well, he caught his collar on a bough, and I bet that's when he lost his tail wagger badge. Yes, I expect you're right. Timmy's being a bit of a nuisance today, aren't you, Tim? I hope to goodness that cat won't be anywhere about the garden.
Here, I've got a piece of string. Tie it to Tim's collar and hang on to him, George. Well, are we ready?
They all set off in the starry night. They hardly needed their torches once they had got used to the dark, because the stars were so very bright. They came at last to Tarley's Mount and stopped at the gates.
Here we are. We know where Timmy went this morning, and if we hunt about, we're pretty certain to find the badge.
Now you keep by me, Tim.
They all went down the drive, and in the middle of it, they stopped in surprise.
I can hear those voices again. Well, different ones this time, but voices? Who can be out here, talking and talking in the night?
Beats me. Come on, let's go to that tree by the front door. I bet the badge will be there.
They went to the big door, still hearing the voices somewhere away in the distance. Anne suddenly gave a cry and bent down.
Yes, here's the badge. Just where I thought it might be. Isn't that lucky?
Oh, good. Thanks, Anne. I'll just fix it on his collar.
There's somebody singing now. Gosh, it's odd.
Perhaps it's a radio somewhere. It sounds rather like one.
But there's no other houses near here. Not enough for us to hear the radio.